Well, now to the cafe in a little corner of North Auckland, serving up a taste of Brazil from a rather unusual spot. The Brazilian cafe started out as the Centre Court Cafe and is located in the Albany Tennis Park. It's run by Patrícia Del Cuqui and specialises in dishes from all corners of Brazil. It's open for breakfast and lunch every day except Sunday, and its coxinha landed a spot on the coveted 100 Iconic Auckland Eats list this year. Patrícia is with us from the Auckland studio. Good morning. I hope my pronunciation's not too bad. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Where and how did you first get started with this cafe?
First of all, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. It's such a great privilege to be here. So thank you so much for being talking to you. So
you're welcome.
Thank you, everyone. Well, the cafe started 11 years ago. And again, as you mentioned, because we're inside of Albany Tennis Park, so we named Centre Court Cafe. And with the years, because I started the cafe with a friend of mine, she's also Brazilian, my best friend, and my sister from another mother, we start together, and friends start asking for Brazilian food because there was nothing around. And every week we're doing a few dishes here and there, not officially, and friends were coming to eat with us, and that's how basically started. Roberta, she's the heart of the cafe, I have to say, because there's a lot of recipes there, belongs to her family also. She's from North Brazil, so very different cuisine from the South where I'm coming from. Roberta left for her maternity leave, and then I got another Brazilian chef, Gleber Chaparro, I'm so proud to say that he's going to open his restaurant as he was his dream for so long. And he started in the Brazilian cafe officially with me with a few dishes. Roberta came back and we just jumped into it with both feet and it was very successful. So I'm so happy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's talk about some of this cuisine then. Could we talk a little bit about what might be typical for North Brazil, Brazilian cuisine? Is it diverse in every province in the country, Patrícia?
Yes, yes. Because Brazil is such a huge country, so if we start from the north, yeah, which is close to the Amazon, and where Roberta is from, Rondônia. So they use a lot of spices. They have different, more tropical fruits. They have all different season that we used from south. So it's very two of the dishes, for example, that we have on the menu. If you go from north and northeast, you have dendê oil, for example. That's a very aromatic and tasty oil that comes from a very tiny coconut that we find on that region. So that brings a lot of beautiful flavors into two of the dishes that we have on the menu, which is vatapá do norte and our moqueca, which is the fish stew. Very popular because of these different flavors that we add into the dish.
Are stews quite common? I was just interested, often some cuisines are very carb focused. I'm looking at you, some of the Italian cuisines, not all of them, but some of them obviously with pasta. Some are very protein focused. Again, is there great sort of variation within the Brazilian cuisines?
Yes. So because depending on the region, you have a lot of north, northeast, they use a lot of plants, very, regional fruits and plants into their dishes. We have a lot of food, fish, seafood. And as you go down, you go central Brazil, you have a lot of meat. We go down again in South Brazil because we have the influence from Italians and Germans coming from the Second World War, which is, as the case of my family, the Italians, my great-grandparents. So we have a lot of European influence in the South Brazil. So everything changes. All the flavors will change throughout Brazil, which is amazing. Everywhere you go, you're going to try something different. And then you go the extreme south, because we're close to Uruguay, we have a lot of meat, but and then it's in a different way that we do at Central Brazil. So everywhere you go, it's different flavors, different food, which is it makes a great travel for everyone that loves food.
And bread also, yes. I think that they have a very particular type of bread depending on where you are regionally.
Yes, we do love bread.
Everybody loves bread.
And the bakeries in Brazil is just delicious because you go at certain times of the day and you get into the queue and you get your fresh buns coming out of the oven. You go home, have all your different types of spreads. We got lots of different salamis and cheeses and very flavored. So you have a great spread throughout the day just based on bread.
Look, indeed. So take us back again. So you had this idea initially and you got started, but was it hard to find a cafe? The tennis park is fascinating, isn't it? The tennis connection. Was that simply where you could find the right, you know, the right place when you were looking?
Well, that's the thing. Brazilian cafe happened as a surprise. We didn't plan that. So that was a surprise even for us. We took over the cafe just to look after the tennis. That was it. All the tournaments and everything. I had a lot of experience. But that was it. Because we had friends that was asking for food. And then with the time we start adding a bit more Brazilian food into the menu, a lot of people, there was a word of mouth. And people start calling our cafe as Brazilian cafe. And we start getting more and more people coming over to eat our food. And we start adding slowly more and more dishes into the menu. So it happened as a surprise. And then we didn't name the cafe. So it came because people start calling us the Brazilian cafe. So that was totally a surprise and worked really well.
So it was kind of an evolution. You began with very standard Kiwi fare. And then the passion grew as people said, will you cook more of this, please? And then more and more people perhaps not familiar with the cuisine started loving it.
Yes. Oh, we have tournaments. We sell a lot of rice and beans in the steak or the chicken during the tournaments because there's a lot of protein and carb that the players need. And became very successful. Some of the dishes are very successful between the players. The people that we have the tennis, New Zealand tennis New Zealand offices downstairs. We have the regional tennis offices upstairs, and everyone just embraced our menu 100%.
This worked well for you because I think you had a background in events, did you?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I worked for quite a few years with corporate events. I was a account manager in one of the biggest companies in South Brazil. That's how I love so much work with this type of profession. And then in New Zealand, I just found hospitality was easier for me, and I graduate in hotel management, so that's how everything started here for me.
What about sourcing ingredients? Are there some that are quite particular, and if so, how do you source them?
Well, one of the some particular ingredients we have to bring from Brazil, so we have a Brazilian distributor here in New Zealand, and he is very important for us because we can only get through him, or we would have to import by ourselves. And all the ingredients, we have very particular ingredients for different dishes, but we have to go around. So we have quite a few suppliers where we can get the right sausage, the right chorizo. I have a butcher that actually do smoked ribs, pork ribs, for our special dish on Saturdays, and so on. So we have the cassava. We need a different supplier. So we have quite a few suppliers. And it was very hard during COVID and after COVID to find, because, you know, it was a lot of shortage of products in New Zealand. And we actually had a lot of stress to get new suppliers and new ingredients and to keep. That's one of the things, the key things for us, that we never let it down our customers, is the tradition on our dishes and the quality of what we sell.
Tell us about that. Is it coxinha, for which you have become particularly acclaimed?
Yeah, coxinha is very traditional alongside with the other starters that we have at the menu. You can find coxinha everywhere in Brazil. But it's a very particular snack we have in Brazil. We can find in bars, you can find in restaurants, certain restaurants, you can find. But, again, the quality makes a huge difference, and that's why people love our coxinha. We had, in the beginning, when we decided to make coxinhas, we made many different we used different recipes until we got with our own recipe based on the best place that I knew in my city. Because the dal has mashed potato in it, so it makes very light. It's not just flour and water. So it has milk and has flavor. We are very careful with everything that we do there. And the coxinha originally is made with shredded chicken. And also, the second most popular is chicken and the cream cheese that we make there at the cafe, we created. And then we decide to make a third one, which is a vegan one, so we could reach our dear customers that are vegans. So it became super popular, and I was so happy because a lot of our customers that go back to visit Brazil, they come back and say, look, we had coxinha in Brazil. Your one is still the best one.
Well, some fans are writing in right now. Someone says, I'm Kiwi born and bred. I can't recommend the Brazilian cafe highly enough. The range of quality food with its individual tastes is a wonderful representation of Brazil. The warm, passionate, inclusive, authentic Brasileiro service completes the picture. Someone asking, one of my favourite cuisines, do they have anything from Bahia?
Ah, Bahia. We don't have yet anything particular from there. The closest one is Vatapá, but Vatapá, we do Vatapá from north, which is stated on the menu. Vatapá from Bahia, it has cashew nuts and peanuts in the base, which I live there in Bahia and is one of my favorite states in Brazil. Unfortunately, we don't have yet something that is particularly from there. But this Vatapá, all the Baianos, they love it, and they come and really say, look, even though it's not the traditional one from our state, but it's really nice. And the Muqueca, that's the closest.
We had the Guga Tosta, Guga as he is, the famous YouTube barbecue expert on not too long ago. I think he comes from that region that you mentioned, is quite big on meat. Is it Uberaba?
Okay, Uberaba, Uberaba, Minas Gerais.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Is that right in the heart of the meat cuisine?
It's close to the heart, and they have, Minas Gerais has a very, very extensive culinary expertise. You go there to eat. It's absolutely amazing, their cuisine.
He has about a bazillion followers on YouTube, but I think that's just the universality of meat eaters. They'll find each other on YouTube. another question for you. Please ask Patrizia if they make kiba and isfia. Or isfia.
Isfiha and kibi. Kibi, we're going to go back to make it. Yes, I promise we're going to have that on the menu again. And isfiha, we are on the way to make isfihas also. We already taste a few recipes and we got one right.
So you mentioned your chef is off to open his own restaurant, which is exciting. And now is Roberta back? Like, how are you for staffing now, because this is, as we said, quite a specialist cuisine?
Yeah, we're good. Roberta is great. And I have to say that throughout these 11 years, we have amazing people working with me. I don't work by myself. The Brazilian cafe is not because of me, but because of everyone that worked together in there. So I'm very grateful for everyone that has been working with us in these 11 years.
Well, judging by the feedback, I think you've got a few more customers coming your way. So
good. if I may, yeah? On Wednesday nights, we also have the kitchen at Ponso B Social Club.
Ah.
And live music and Brazilian cafe nibbles every Wednesday night.
That
in
will
the
go
city.
Off too. Wonderful. Yeah? Thanks for coming in. Thank you. That is Patrizia Del Cucchi of the Brazilian Cafe. And there is a link on the website if you want to learn more about what they do and where to find them, which is the Albany Tennis Park.